What do we do for our freedom? Oh, what do we do for our corn? Our big boss Jones and his bully boys came here last Sunday morn. He marched them into the village square and grabbed everybody inside and made a big speech about how he'd come to set this country right. He said he'd come to save us all from living in anarchy. Ooh, he'd give us a government and laws again just the way it used to be. He swore he'd make this country great like it was before the war. And all that he wanted was half our crops like taxes was before. Well, when he was finished, he took his boys and went to the meeting hall. They chased out everybody left inside and moved in one and all. So we strolled down to the teacher's house and held town meeting there to talk about what we were gonna do, just how and when and where. Well, early next morning, all the old folks come all smiling to beat the band. They told Boss Jones they're glad he's here and they're proud to shake his hand. Oh, they fawned on him and his bully boys and flattered him left and right and promised a big feast in their honor in the meeting hall that night. That evening everyone in town showed up, all bringing food and beer. Boss Jones, he sat at the head of the table and all his boys sat near. Oh, they ate and drank and they bragged no end about what they were gonna do, while they scarfed up the rhododendron honey and the Amanita stew. Are there any biochemists in the audience? Now, we'd been careful of what we ate, so we didn't take no harm. But the boss and his bully boys all keeled over while the coffee still was warm. We dragged him out to the old mine shaft that was dug before the war, and we dropped him down there with all the others who'd tried that trick before. Yes, we remember the world that was and the way that it used to be, and we'd just rather be left alone. We're used to being free. Don't want no more of the laws and their bosses. Don't want no government here. I hope they don't come again too soon. They tried three times this year.